The chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, Justice Priscilla Makanyara Chigumba, announced the number of women candidates.
We have 11 presidential candidates, 10 males and 1 female. Number of contesting women in the National Assembly in 2023 is 55. Number of contesting women at local authorities, 755.
There are 210 seats to be contested in the National Assembly, and 1,970 seats will be up for grabs for local municipal councils. The only female presidential candidate, Elizabeth Valerio of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, says gender should not be a barrier for women's participation in decision-making positions.
Despite the numerous obstacles, I am incredibly confident in the chances of winning this election, of having a victory on August the 23rd. You know, I am facing challenges, but I'm even more determined and I'm confident that we can make a difference. Generally, my campaign has also been quite encouraging because I've managed to cover quite a number of areas. We've been to almost every part of Zimbabwe, and in all of the places that we've been, people are receiving us very, very well. We've made incredible strides to ensure that despite, you know, the fact that I am female, to ensure that people are aware of our manifesto, the agenda that we're bringing to Zimbabwe, how we are going to make Zimbabwe better.
Linda Masarira is the president of the opposition Labour Economists and African Democrats, an opposition party that was unable to pay the US 20,000 nomination fees for presidential candidates. She says more awareness is needed to ensure that women occupy decision-making positions.
I feel like we've got a long way to go as Zimbabwean women in politics. We are still viewed as second-class citizens. People don't want to really take us seriously, that we also have something to offer in decision-making processes in our country. It is quite an oxymoron considering that more than 54% of registered voters in Zimbabwe are women, and they're only viewed as if they're good enough to be voters and not to be elected.
Joylene Nyachuru, a gender activist, expresses worry over the low number of women competing Wednesday.
I'm concerned about the decline of women participation in this year's harmonized elections as compared to 2018. Who's going to represent us? Who's going to address our concerns as women in parliament?
Gaudenzia Marira is a member of the Opposition Citizens Coalition for Change and is running for councillor for Ward 32 in Glenview South, Harare. She says women should run for office as Zimbabweans are ready for female leaders.
Haven't faced any gender-based challenges. I'm receiving a lot of support, and I think Zimbabwe is ready for female leadership. Competed with 7 people, 5 of which were men and 2 were women, and I came first, the other women came second.
Women organizations in the country have for years advocated for political parties to ensure gender equality, but so far have been unsuccessful. For VOA Africa, this is Rutendo Mawere in Harare.